other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The fall of our precious republic is happening right now. The so-called bank re-regulation legislation openly gives unlimited power to less than four private banks and brokerage firms to regulate all financial activities in the United States. Simultaneously, the other 19 members of the G20 are passing identical or close to identical legislation to tie in to this new private bank of the world. Part of the taxing mechanism is to be the Framework Convention on Climate Change. The House has passed the accompanying legislation, admittedly to go under UN control. It states this is for global governance. The U.S. will not be allowed out of this. It will more than double, in their own words, U.S. energy prices. It will micromanage every facet of your life. Taxes on anything that produces carbon, your dog, owning a dog as it eats meat, beef will cost more money. Total control over thousands of facets of your lives. This is hell on earth and is unelected and unaccountable. For the next 30 minutes or so, we're joined by Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com, fellow GCN radio host. And he joins us now from Hawaii via video cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Mike, I want to get into climate bill going out of the committee in the Senate today, right as Merkel gave her speech to the House calling for the passage of the treaty next month. We're now 34 days out and counting. I want to then get into the open admissions that the CIA is controlling the opium out of Afghanistan at record levels. The open announcement they're killing the dollar. My God, this is really happening. Mike Rivero, good to have you with us.
Aloha. Thank you for having me on the show again today. And you're absolutely right. This whole push for globalism, it should be scaring everybody. I mean, you look at the news and it's just nothing but total fear-mongering. And I've been saying on my own show that obviously this push for globalism rests on three foundations. The first was human-caused global warming. Even Al Gore is backing off from that, and he's just calling it climate change now. And I don't know if you've heard about his new sequel to Inconvenient Truth. He's not trying to push it on a scientific basis. He's now promoting the fight against global change as a spiritual quest. In other words, he couldn't sell it as science, so he's repackaging it as a religion that worships the earth, and the way you worship the earth is you throw your carbon taxes into the little wood plate as it gets passed
by. Well, that's phase two. You buy your carbon indulgences like people would buy indulgences from the Catholic Church 500 years ago, and that's in the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 96. They say they're going to make it a global religion.
Yeah, they're really trying to do it, and they're trying to push the religion angle because they realize the science is falling apart on them. The second foundation, as you pointed out, they're trying to create a global federal authority to deal with this manufactured global financial crisis. But here's the problem. What they want to put in place is just a larger version of the Federal Reserve. And we already know the failing of the Federal Reserve is the instant that first borrowed, manufactured piece of money goes into circulation, more money is owed to the bank than is actually in existence. If you're on a planet, an entire planet, that immediately means the bankers are owed more money than actually exists. Inevitably, there'll be crash after crash after crash after crash. This global financial system condemns humanity to ongoing perpetual poverty for the masses and incredible wealth for the elect. I mean, look at the United States. We now have the greatest disparity between rich and poor of any nation on earth here in the U.S.
We are the greatest debtor nation in history, statistically worse than even the Great Depression for 2 years. We passed that benchmark 2 years ago, and you're absolutely right. The banks, though, they say they failed. They've really succeeded in vertical integration. That's why McClatchy newspapers have done this big detailed report by Greg Gordon, how Goldman secretly bet on the U.S. housing crash to bring down their competition.
Yeah, they did that. They also, I mean, Goldman Sachs is playing all these little dirty tricks. They dumped all the subprimes on foreign bankers. They made money off the California bonds, selling them, then turned around and told their own clients bet against them. And they made more money on the credit default swaps on those same bonds. It's just
stay there. I want to talk more about whether you think they're going to be able to pass this treaty in the Senate. Looks like they are. How we fight that once they pass it. The government drug dealing, all of it with Mike Rivero. I'm Alex Jones. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're 8 minutes into hour number two, this third day of November. It's Tuesday edition, 2009. Mike Rivero is our guest. Stations that just joined us. The climate treaty has accompanying legislation in every nation of the planet that's signing on to it. And the House and Senate versions openly give 35 federal agencies complete control, dictatorial power, extrajudicial outside the courts to take over all facets of society, including a tax on all children. California is on the verge of passing legislation, last time I saw it a month ago, it may have passed, to take away the tax credit on children and then to begin taxing having more than one child. Australia, England, Canada, all the globalist nations are going along with this. Europe's going along with it. And now Merkel, the German chancellor, just completed an hour ago a speech before the House calling for the passage. The Senate has marked it up to go to the full Senate. Debate has now begun on this. Mike Rivero, breaking this down from your research, what's in the bill, what it does. The New York Times is admitting what we talked about years ago, that Gore is making billions of dollars off of this, that the UN and others are only going to give the carbon contracts to him and his company, Blood and Gore, literally the partner's name Blood in England, no joke there. It's admitted that Obama owns part of the mercantile that's going to be trading this in Chicago. This is where the bankers who've been waging war against the real economy, criminally consolidating it, now will have government power to shut down all their competition. I mean, this is the worst possible nightmare.
Yeah, we've been seeing it for a long time where the Federal Reserve and its affiliated banks use the courts and use the government to go after any possible competing banking systems. We saw what happened to Abraham Lincoln and his greenbacks. We saw what happened to JFK and his executive order 11110. This is absolutely the financial enslavement of the human race if we continue to believe in their system of money. One of the things that really alarms me greatly about this global empire, it's got to have a single financial banking system. And, of course, we all know that the Western-style bankers are absolutely loathing the Muslims because they have a completely different system of banking, which doesn't suffer from the crashes and the disparity of income that we see here in the Western world. And so at some point along this path to a global government and a global banking system, there's going to be war between the Western-style compound interest banking and the Islamic system of banking. And this is what they really mean when they talk about a clash of civilizations. Somewhere between now and the success of a global government is a war between Christians and Muslims that they've been trying to generate now for years. Ooh, bad Islam, bad Muslims, we've got to go kill them. You keep hearing that phrase, clash of civilizations. It's a clash of banking systems is what this is all about.
Mike, looking at this, they're now saying, and Feinstein and Boxer that are honchoing this in the Senate, it's passed the House. They don't normally say something's going to pass unless it is. They say health care is going to pass.
Mm-hmm.
They say the carbon tax is going to pass. All of these are taxes to the banks. Looks like we can try to call Congress, get the buzz going, warn people. A, do you think it's going to pass? And B, as they incrementally try to enforce it, what should our resistance to this be? State sovereignty, states saying they're not going along with it? What should we do?
Well, definitely we have to resist it by any means possible. I mean, going back for an entire year, we've seen that Congress absolutely is not concerned with the will of the people. They passed the TARP and the bailout despite 90% phone calls to the Congress saying, no, do not give our money to Congress. Now Obama's talking about a second stimulus, even as the first one fails to accomplish anything. It is very clearly the government has been co-opted. The government of the United States is co-opted into this globalist agenda. They're taking all the wealth away from the common people to concentrate at the top, from which they will use it to dictate how the world is going to run. Now, we already know the world is overpopulated. So if we get a global government with a Hitler-type mentality at the top, what is going to happen to those portions of the world's population that are deemed non-essential or non-productive? What is going to happen to them? And before you answer that question, go back and look at National Security Study Memorandum 200 that was official U.S. policy during the Nixon administration, which called for overt and covert methods of birth control to reduce the world's population.
Well, let me expand on that. Yesterday I showed the headlines in Canada, Australia, and England with their environment ministers on the same day, 3 months ago, saying we must cut our population by half. We must raise taxes on people that have children. That is in the Copenhagen Treaty to make them not have children. That's how it began in 75 in China. Then in 81 it became law. And the headline was, in the London Guardian, England must cut population to 30 million. That's by half. They're 60 million. The diabolicalness of this, the diabolical nature, is what I think a lot of people have trouble coming to grips with. And a lot of yuppies think, well, good, get rid of those third world people. They don't understand that the globalist number one group they're targeting is actually Westerners, regardless of color. And we've gotten the internal audio tapes of Planned Parenthood, where they're talking about their mission being getting rid of the black people. And we have the documents that came out with Margaret Sanger calling black subhuman that had to be killed. But these are modern audio tapes that were all over the news this year and last year. So the issue is they're going after everybody, and they're telling the third world the cap and trade will hurt the greedy Americans and British and Germans and French, selling it to them as a divide and conquer strategy, when really this is an attack against everyone, as the British Commission on Population stated.
Well, what you need to understand is from the point of view of the bankers and the globalists, the people they want to die and leave the planet are those who work the least while consuming the most. The ones who will be kept alive are those willing to work the hardest and expect and demand the least amount in return. The ultimate agenda for any government in history is to extract the most work product from their population for the least amount of support going back. So if you're willing to work 80 hours a week for a loincloth and a bowl of rice, you are much more valuable to the bankers than somebody who works, you know, flex time 25, 30 hours a week and wants to drive a BMW.
You're absolutely right. And let me read a quote from the UN dais, Maurice Strong, 1992, Rio de Janeiro, head of the Earth Summit. Isn't the only hope of the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? Then another quote by key agent of the Rockefeller family, Dr. Richard Day, the national medical director of the Rockefeller-sponsored Planned Parenthood, told a meeting in March of 69 that American industry will be sabotaged and shown to be uncompetitive. He said the stated plan was that different parts of the world would be assigned different roles of industry and commerce in a unified global system. The continued preeminence of the United States and the related independence and self-sufficiency of the United States would have to be changed. In order to create a new structure, you first have to tear down the old, and American industry was one example of that. Each part of the world will have a speciality and thus become interdependent, he said. The U.S. will remain the center for agriculture, high-tech communications, and education, but heavy industry would be transported out. Now, this is all stated thousands of different places in hundreds of different ways. But the issue here is that they're doing all this to make us dependent on government. They are stating this. This is such a criminal hijacking. This is neo-feudalism. This is serfdom. These people are mortal enemies of anyone that wants freedom and liberty. And remember how they throw this in our face through movies, which they now admit they're funding. Rollerball, what, 1974, where you have the different energy cities. Because once the globalists have a world government, they're even going to break it into sub-regions. And that's their plan. I mean, it is so unbelievably wicked, Mike Rivera.
Yeah, absolutely. It's basically, again, and every time I hear the phrase global government, the first thing I think of is that's what Alexander the Great wanted. That's what Napoleon wanted. That's what the Roman Caesars wanted. That's what Hitler wanted. And in the middle of all this empire building, the ordinary people who just wanted to be left alone to live their lives and raise their children were crushed. There has never been a push for global government that did not involve the complete enslavement of the common people. As you say, this is neo-feudalism. They're trying to end the American Republic, the democracy experiment, and take us back to enforced serfdom. We will be attached to the land, we'll be considered part of the wealth of the land, and there will be titles of nobility to those who control large tracts of land. It's going back to the 12th century politically. And we're already seeing this in our own government that has abandoned the presumption of innocence. You have to prove that you're innocent now or you wind up being tortured until you confess something. I mean, even the Magna Carta said you're not allowed to do that. And our government has gone back before that in the way that they're handling the prisoners from these wars.
Mike, you're absolutely right. And my film, Fall of the Republic, details how the establishment is carrying this operation out. I don't see this working for the establishment, though. Sure, they can claim they control all issuance of currency and credit. They can try to restrict people's resources to control them. They can try to force one-child policies. But as the public learns about the shadow government, as they learn about the private Federal Reserve, as they learn about the real paradigm, which this oppression will encourage them to do and is happening now, resistance is going to mount. That's why they preemptively, in their own documents, admitted this is neo-serfdom, feudalism, and that they're bringing in this electronic police state straitjacket. But I don't see that succeeding as well. This is going to be explosive.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they're getting that this is moving along anywhere near as smoothly as they wanted. First of all, for the foundation that was resting on global warming, the fact that the Earth is cooling has damaged the credibility of the globalist movement as a whole. The same thing with attempting to sell a global health authority on the basis of the swine flu. That's not coming out as predicted. And selling more globalism to fix the economy that was already destroyed by globalism, that's a tough sell. I don't think they can make it. I think they may actually just bring down all of civilization in a ruin trying to bring about this new world order.
You're right. And they have corrupt bureaucrats running the system. And so they're having a lot of problems. Stay there, Mike. We'll talk about government drug dealing.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you believe Obama is creating runaway inflation, I'll tell you how to profit from this insanity with a free kit. First, the facts. Obama is spending like a drunken sailor. $700 billion for TARP, $122 billion for AIG, more for Fannie and Freddie. The result? A deficit of over $1.8 trillion and the probability of interest rates going above 18% and inflation above 20%. Now the good news. Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, created a free inflation survival kit. The kit outlines how these circumstances created opportunities to turn $10,000 into as much as $431,000 in 12 to 18 months. If you're thinking about gold, get this free kit now by calling 888-314-8782. That's 888-314-8782. Or go to the website inflationsurvivalkit.com.
We've got an abbreviated show today with Mike, but he'll be back up with us in the near future. Mike, in closing in this short segment, I want to get into government drug dealing in Afghanistan and Colombia. But first, Al Gore, again, admittedly to make the profits from all of this. This is racketeering. I mean, he should get in trouble for this. We need to really start calling them out as the criminals they are.
We absolutely need to do that. What most people don't understand is when Al Gore set up this cap and credit CO2 tax scheme, it was he got help from Ken Lay, from Enron. In other words, Al Gore is doing to us with carbon dioxide what Enron did to California with electricity. They're not actually doing anything that's useful. They're simply setting up a system that siphons money off and makes them very, very, very rich. Yes, it's a crime. It's a scam. And as long as we, the people, just sit there and go along with it, you know, there has to be a breaking point at some time. I mean, I've got friends who are calling me asking to borrow money to make their rent. I'm having to tell them, no, we're just barely making our rent here. At some point, when enough people have been made homeless and enough businesses have been shut down, the American people have got to get angry. There really is no other, you know,
That's what Northcom's for, and we now know this was all premeditated and planned. Goldman Sachs engineering it with the Federal Reserve to collapse the economy. That's McClatchy Newspapers. We've got the reporter coming on later. But in closing here, what about the treaty to build giant bases in Colombia to attack Venezuela? The U.S. forces only spray the coca plantations that the FARC control. Our government's growing the cocaine. Afghanistan, it's up 10, 12, 13-fold what it was a decade ago, opium. They admit in the news that the CIA runs the drugs with the head drug dealer. Meanwhile, the police are still SWAT-teaming people for using the drugs the government ships in. What about, I mean, it's just all of this stuff's coming to the surface, but no one gets in trouble.
Well, it's absolutely true. I mean, basically, the war on drugs is simply a war on the competition's drugs, and they want to make sure it's a monopoly that is controlled by the American drug lord families, including the Bushes and the Clintons, and that's what it's really all about. When the Taliban was in control of Afghanistan, there was no opium growing. The U.S. comes in, it's bumper crops, we've got cheap, potent heroin flooding into the United States, it's Vietnam all over again, young people are dying from overdoses, and our government is making the money from it. That's why all these anti-drug commercials you see on TV are lame, they don't work, they're designed to make it look like the government cares, but they're designed to utterly fail to convince anybody to stay away.
Well, look
from drugs.
At all the pro-drug messages in Hollywood movies where it's so fun. We know that's government propaganda placement, and it's on record. Every cop I talk to, whether I'm in L.A. or New York or Austin, I talk to cops when I see them at restaurants, and I go, don't you guys know most of the money is laundered from drugs, is laundered in U.S. banks, and that we only go after the competition? They go, yeah, we know that. But then they get promoted when they bust some teenager with it. By making the drugs illegal, it jacks up the prices, brings more drugs in, bad quality drugs. We know under Prohibition, alcoholism tripled. That's admitted, mainline history. We know it energized the mob. The criminals made drugs illegal because they wanted to jack up the price.
That's exactly right. They call it the politics of contraband. And, I mean, the prohibition, the amount of money that came in from prohibition to the criminals completely reshaped American politics. The whole Kennedy dynasty is founded on illegal alcohol money. The Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University was funded with opium money. It's all about drugs and control of the drugs. Hollywood always says the drug lords are down in South America. No, the drug lords are right here in the United States of America sitting in taxpayer funded offices.
And they have the U.S. military. If you don't pay your cut or launder your money with them, and I've talked to high-level military DEA people that track the flights, they're told, leave those 10 flights alone, go after those two. Every time they bust the CIA with drugs in the U.S., they're told, let them go. I've had Terry Reid and other high-level CIA people on the show about MENA seeing Bill Clinton and Oliver North with the cocaine. And then they call them big patriot heroes.
Yeah, it is really absurd. I mean, all the excesses that we were told were happening down in South America, they happen times 10 here in the United States. It is that completely out of control. And now the druggies, they want to buy themselves an entire planet because the drug lords and the drug money and the banks are all tied in together. If the drug money went away, most American banks would collapse.
And let's explain this. They can leverage on average 8 to 10 times. So $500 billion in opium a year out of Afghanistan, that's $5 trillion leverage. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. When Michael Mann was producing the original Miami Vice TV series, in the third season, he started taking some chances, and he did an episode in which the good guys are called off a drug bust because if they busted this particular drug dealer, it would have destroyed a couple of the big banks in Florida. And they were told, you got to stay away from this one. We're sorry. It's just that big and that powerful. The money is too powerful to fight. And it's all about the money. And it's all counterfeit money. We have been taught to worship the dollar as a new religion. And there's nothing behind it. It's just a funny printed piece of paper. Now they're trying to come up with another one, the carbon credit. That, too, is just a funny printed piece of paper.
And we've been taught to worship Al Gore. Great job, Mike. Talk to you again soon.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
All right, I want to go over a whole bunch of news. I want to play a audio clip from the Council on Foreign Relations. We've got clips of Al Gore being confronted because the New York Times finally reported he's making all this money off of the climate scam. But the New York Times says it's like it's good. Isn't it good he's making millions? And then they only tell you about the smaller scams he's carrying out. So we'll be breaking that down. Before I do that, I just want to tell you we're going to have open phones in the next hour on any issue you wish to discuss. They're not open yet. We're going to have phone blitz next hour with some other important news. And then we've got Gary Franchi and William Lewis here in studio today. They're here to film part two of their Camp FEMA with me, so why not have them in studio? That should be interesting. Always informative. But I wanted to stop here for a moment and explain to people. There's no more denial. There's no more playing games. There's no more time to rationalize. Not only has world government been admitted by the big central bankers, by Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, by Al Gore, by Barack Obama, by Prince Philip, Ted Turner, Bill Gates, but the specifics of the world government have been admitted in hundreds of textbooks, white papers, and documents. But not just in textbooks now, like eco-science that I talk about so much, written by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, but in editorials in the New York Times called We Can Do It, Ban Ki-moon, Global Governance. We have the treaty. I went over it yesterday. I'm going to cover it some more today. They're now debating the passage in the Senate. That's why the Democrats haven't been pushing it the last month. They admitted they were going to wait and race in November to pass it, and now they're going to push it. Merkel, the German chancellor, was here today. That's all coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, people aren't sophisticated. They don't understand. They don't know what's happening to them. They know they're getting screwed. They know they're getting hammered. They know they're getting nailed to the wall. They know we're in deep trouble. They know the economy's getting worse, that a jobless recovery is a Orwellian doublespeak oxymoron. If 20 million Americans could see fall the Republic, and then if they took action and called their congressmen and went to City Hall and called the corporations that are behind all of this up on the phone and boycotted people and got active, we could turn this around. My films, conservatively. You know, it's like Mike Rivera earlier said, 90% of the phone calls to Congress. No, Barbara Boxer, who was pro-banker bailout, said it was 1,000-to-1 phone calls. Gallup poll showed 99% of people were against the banker bailout takeover of last October. So, see, Mike said 90%. I tend to do the same thing, too. I tend to lessen how bad things really are. But the issue is 99% of people, when they're presented with carbon taxes and global government, don't want it. But we need to show them the specifics, because we're settling in for a long battle. It's going to be, you know, they can pass legislation to let private banks and corporations regulate and tax us. England's already done it. It was in the Times of London last week, where private groups come and take your house and your car and your home and for fines and fees. No judge, no jury. We can stop these people if you will take action. And I have the film that can do this. This is the film with their own statements, their own admissions of how they want world government, how they're going to control your life, how they plan on doing it, all the horrible things they want to carry out. These are very wicked control freaks with an instinct towards domination and control. And so my films have been seen by more than 100 million people. And that's a conservative number, just like Mike's 90%, when it was 99% in the news, were against the banker bailout. Over 100 million times. So we're making a major contribution here towards awakening people. But it's not enough. We need all of you that are awake to do more and to get involved. And I've never made a film this powerful. Over 20 million views on YouTube and Google alone for the Obama deception. Over 100 million views we know of for my films free online. It is incalculable what people have done with the DVDs making copies. Make history. Hurt these people. Fight back. Know that it's going to be a delayed reaction, but that when you burn copies of the Obama deception and Endgame and Fall of the Republic, the Fall of the Republic is what's happening now. This was made for the fight we're now facing. It shows everything. And people see it now and then see what I'm talking about on the news, but this gives them all the answers. I want to ask you right now to call the toll-free number and order this DVD. I want to ask you to go to InfoWars and order this DVD and to get it and to buy a DVD burner and a bunch of DVD blanks and to make copies and to give it to your neighbors and say, this is a dynamic, important film about global taxes and what's happening and about the death of the dollar and about the private banks and how they engineered the crisis. You can even give them the big McClatchy article by an award-winning reporter with the documents from inside Goldman Sachs, how they engineered the banking collapse to consolidate power. The top technicians of the private banks nest inside Goldman Sachs, the brokerage firm. We have all these top professors, all the experts in here laying it out. This film is so important. I cannot stress to you how important. Please be part of history. Order the DVD at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Go to InfoWars.com and order it. Make copies. Get it out to people. This is the cure to the New World Order. This is an amazing film. This explains it all. This is a testament to our enemies. The Russians were trained to submit to government. They didn't fight Lenin and Stalin. The Germans were trained to submit to government. Americans haven't been like that. Though we have been buffaloed and broke back and trained to capitulate in the last few decades, we can awaken that American spirit again with this documentary film. If you will make it great, if you will make it huge. Yeah, it's been seen millions of times already in a week and a half online. Yeah, massive downloads at PrisonPlanet.tv. Yes, reports of folks making copies of it everywhere. That isn't enough. I don't want you to double your previous efforts. I don't want you to triple them. I don't want you to quadruple them. I want you to do whatever it takes to get this film and to get it out to everyone and to air it on Access TV and to give it to your city council and to give it to leaders in your area. I'm not going to name names because people that order the films are private, but we've had a lot of high-powered, famous people and groups and corporations and the Pentagon and foreign governments order Fall of the Republic, Endgame, and the Obama deception. Very famous name. And we checked the credit card and everything, and that's who ordered it. Very famous person. I'm just going to leave it at that. Ordered the film yesterday. Actually, Sunday. I saw the order yesterday. So the good news is you're getting the word out. And if you can't buy the film, it's free on YouTube. Change the Channel is a director channel. It's not our channel. He's one of the few YouTube channels that doesn't put their own ads all over the front of it. I got to do something about that because it ruins the film. We need to make Change the Channel the most viewed free copy on YouTube. It is free. A $200,000 film, and it isn't the money that matters to me. It's that I busted my butt, and so did my crew making this film. I mean, we literally hurt ourselves, not sleeping and working with a small crew to make this. And I just want it to be seen. I just want people to come out of darkness. I don't want people to be conned, to be bamboozled, to be scammed. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, 888-253-3139. Write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. I don't want your donations. If you want to donate to us, buy 100 copies. You can get a more than half price for that. Give them you got the money? Buy the original. Give it to people. They'll watch it with this eye candy on it. But it's free on YouTube. Free. And it's decent quality. It's not like PrisonPlanet.tv or the DVD. You know, sure, I could watch any movie I want free online, ripped. But, you know, when I want to watch a movie, I go buy the DVD so it's higher quality and so I support the artist. But that isn't what matters to me. We're going to be able to make future films. We've got enough capital to do that thanks to your support and God's graces. But don't pearls before swine that I made a $200,000 film and lay it out there for you for free. Spread the free link with everybody. Take it for what it's worth, a precious creation of truth. I'm going to shut up about it, all right? Just follow the Republic, follow the Republic, follow the Republic. Get it out to everybody. Get it out to everyone you know. Don't stop. This thing is damaging to the globalist. And if somebody's laughing at you, move on. Find people that care. Find decision makers. the second most important film, Endgame. You want to know their master plan, who they are? I lay out the carbon tax, the global government, how they're going to implode the economy by design to bring in the global government. 3 years ago in Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. What's it say on the back? They want you dead. That's what their own documents say. Just like Goldfinger. Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. You know, I could just play these clips. I didn't have time last night to go find the actual CFR blog. I did go to the site and find the blog, but then you had to register. The point is, here is the audio from the Council on Foreign Relations where they talk about artificial scarcity, how they're going to create artificial scarcity and how they want to say that there aren't enough vaccines, so everybody lines up to create a stampede, a perceived demand for it. This was a month ago this aired. The person that put this video together put some clips of the news fear-mongering in between it and put some text I'll be reading on air for radio listeners. TV listeners can watch it. The story is up on Infowars.com. CFR vaccines no more harmful than tuna sandwich. They're admitting there's mercury in it. But the other issue here is, yes, mercury in a tuna sandwich, though, is bound to the protein, and 99%+ of it goes through your body. It's not injected into your blood, bound with the virus, so there's an autoimmune response that the mercury accelerates as an adjuvant. And we've had medical doctors on to explain it. But listen to how they arrogantly laugh at you. Listen to how they joke. Listen to how one of the medical directors, and these are high-level government and university heads, and the CFR, laughs and says, we should make it where there's not enough of it, so they stampede to get it. Now you see them doing that. And we told you they were doing that months ago. This is how they manipulate you. Let's go ahead and go to the video. Anatomy of the 2009 swine flu pandemic.
Thank you for downloading this Council on Foreign Relations podcast. CFR is an independent national membership organization and nonpartisan research center.
Good morning. My name is Lori Garrett, and you are here in the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. I am the Senior Fellow for Global Health here at the Council on Foreign Relations. With us today is a stellar group of scientists, analysts, journalists, and as usual at the Council on Foreign Relations, a highly diverse and intelligent audience.
At the heart of the discussion was how to get American public to take the unpopular H1N1 vaccines.
John Moore from Cornell Medical School. So I think we're all aware that the anti-vaccine movement is having a field day on the internet and on media outlets like Fox News and so on, and causing reductions in vaccine uptake. And it appears to be...
Back it up a bit. That's one of the Cornell Medical University people. And then we've got them all listed. These are all high-level government and university heads. We've got their names listed in the article. But again, the issue here is a field day. Then they call us crazy and all this. When it's admitted it's killing people, maiming people, it's admitted it can cause brain damage, it's admitted it's doing that, it's admitted it has mercury in it, and it's admitted that over 70% of Americans in polls are now refusing it. See, they're losing. So now they talk about how to lie to us. Back to it. Here it is.
John Moore from Cornell Medical School. So I think we're all aware that the anti-vaccine movement is having a field day on the internet and on media outlets like Fox News and so on, and causing reductions in vaccine uptake. And it appears to be a pretty unholy alliance of the ultra-right and the ultra-left working together in a sort of Hitler-Stalin pact.
Dead pause. It's not a Hitler-Stalin. No, that's your masters that funded that, the big banks. That's declassified. No, we're people who don't want you setting the precedent to forcibly inoculate us. And they say in the tape, we want forced inoculation. See, we don't like your medical tyranny, you little control freaks. You arrogant bastards who enjoy lying to people. for years saying there was no mercury in it when you knew full well there was. You've lost credibility. So now top actors, top lawyers, top politicians, even Robert Kennedy Jr., all these, even Bill Maher's come out against it. Even the head of Smashing Pumpkins has come out. Everybody's coming out. We're tired of you. We're not left and right. We're not in your box. We don't buy your lies anymore. You got it, you little bastard? You little eugenicist control freak? Where they talk about putting stuff in our vaccines to sterilize us? The White House science czar does? We know how to read, you son of a bitch. Excuse me. Back to that bastard.
I'm not sure that we're countering these people very well. And you have to take these people on in a different style than scientists are used to. We have to develop better sound bites. We have to develop better discussion. You can't really debate these people, but you have to develop better counter methods.
You can't really debate these people because we actually read the vaccine inserts. You can't really debate these people because, what, we probably had 20, 25 medical doctors, top brain surgeons that developed some of the most commonly used brain surgeries, scientists who discovered excitotoxins now in all the medical dictionaries, all these top virologists, all these top genetic engineers who aren't scumbags like you, like the majority of German doctors and British doctors who won't give it now and who won't take it. You mean like the German government, the German military that have special clean vaccines for themselves? You mean your cover-up's imploding, just like your global carbon tax, just like your open borders, just like your victim disarmament, just like your private central banks. Everybody's learning about the private Federal Reserve now. Everybody's identifying you, the criminal ruling class, that are a bunch of con artists, control freak, eugenicists. Listen, you little Hitler bastards, your field day is over. Us laying down and taking it is over!
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I'm going to steal me a silver stallion. Going to chase the sky forever.
I'm going to chase the sky forever. The woman and the stallion and the wind. And the sun is going to burn into a cinder. Before we ever pass this way again.
And we're going to ride.
And we're going to ride.
We're going to ride.
We're going to ride. Ride like a one-eyed jack of time with the devil close behind. We're going to ride.
Gotta love Johnny Cash. Gotta love Willie Nelson. Oh, man. Going back to the CFR, all these big government heads, university heads, they're up there deciding how to counter the public who won't take their shots because we can read the inserts. Let's go back to it. And then it goes into some spaces where they show the news media hyping the fear. Here it is.
You know, you hear that we shouldn't take flu vaccines because the mercury will kill us. Well, Paul Offit in the New York Times last week pointed out that there is less mercury in a flu shot than there is in a tuna fish sandwich. Mm-hmm. And that's a powerful soundbite to use against the crazy people.
Crazy people and their kids are brain damaged.
Are you getting the swine flu vaccine?
No, I got the Superman gene. I never get sick.
Here are the crazy people.
The flu vaccination and making you sick. And I don't want to get like that no more.
So oh, he took it and he got sick.
No one is really stating the risk behind it.
Hit pause.
So I'm not going
to... Back it up to that local New York news clip of the supposed crazy people. See, everybody I know won't take it because most of them had a kid drop on the ground convulsing or they got deathly sick from it. Oh, but you're crazy. You take a shot and it almost kills you. Like Dale Dudley, the local 93.7 morning show host, his whole body got paralyzed for a few weeks. He still doesn't have feeling in some of his toes. Is he a crazy person? He believed you. He went and took your shot. Oh, he's bad. Let's go to the crazy people in New York explaining why they don't take it.
Are you getting the swine flu vaccine?
No, I got the Superman gene. I never get sick.
The only time I took a flu vaccination, it made me sick. And I don't want to get like that no more. So I take my chances.
No one is really stating the risk behind it. So I'm not gonna be a guinea pig for anyone. So I'm not getting it.
We don't know... How the vaccination has been done.
So is the vaccination scarier than the flu?
Yes.
I feel like we got a little crazy with this.
Why did we get crazy with this?
I think the media hypes up stuff, you know, and this everything takes on these epic proportions, so.
Deal with the crazy people, deal with the crazy people, deal with the crazy people, deal with the crazy people.
As to who's to blame for all the hype, everyone seems to agree that's the mainstream media's fault.
The president now declaring the H1N1 outbreak a national emergency. The White House says the president signed this proclamation last night. It will allow medical officials to bypass certain federal requirements. Some officials describe this move as being similar to a declaration ahead of a hurricane.
But that wasn't the story we were getting from President just a few weeks ago.
I said when we saw the first cases of this virus back in the spring, I don't want anybody to be alarmed, but I do want everybody to be prepared.
Now back to the Council on Foreign Relations Symposium.
Despite being a not terribly dangerous virus in and of itself on the scale of influenza dangers.
Having said that, it lacks certain signatures, certain molecular signs which are associated with the 1918 pandemic strain, the 1957 and the 1960.
Good pause. There they are admitting it's not even really dangerous. Now they come back and they talk about how they need to lie to the public and they giggle and snicker and enjoy their evil.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.